Campus Chronicle podcast. I am Alan Andrews with
Alyssa Monroe.
Emily.
We are talking about the women's protest today.
So going off of that, Saturday, thousands of women gathered, even men actually too, marched in rallies in D.C. and across the United States to protest Roe versus Wade. And if you don't know what that is, it was a court case in 1973 where the Supreme Court ruled that the Constitution of the U.S. protects a pregnant woman's liberty to choose to have an abortion without excess government restrictions. So about that, thousands of women were protesting because Texas Governor Greg signed an abortion bill banning procedures as early as 6 weeks, which is called the heartbeat ban, which the majority of women actually don't even know they're pregnant until about 4 to 7 weeks, according to the AmericanPregnancy.org. So will you guys be attending any protest about this?
Sadly enough, I don't know where the protest is, but my support is out there. But my best friend is out there supporting this weekend.
That's good to hear.
Yes, because I have family that lives in Texas, and I have a cousin that's pregnant, so yes, I will be attending one.
Actually, for a lot of women, this is their first protest out there. According to a woman named Kathy Flora, she's 50 years old, and she said this was her first time going to a protest because she's so surprised and shocked that these are even happening, because she thought this was a settled law, meaning that she didn't think there could be change in it, but states can differ against their own rules and make their own state laws.
And on that note, even though I'm not a woman, but I support women out there with their rights to vote or to do anything they set their mind to. Just basically in general, you know, just when you're out at protests, just be safe, because if not, you could get seriously hurt or there could be arrests going on. And just be safe during this tough time of COVID and just protest safely.
Yes, I think everyone going to the protest should probably wear their mask and
exactly.
Obviously, probably keeping your distance. What's going to be pretty difficult. You're marching the streets, but doing what you can to protect yourself and others, and
exactly
making sure it's a peaceful protest too.
Yes, because you don't want hidden fees or being jailed for something that you believe in, or someone thinks that you did wrong.
And it's a really dark and scary situation where we're at right now. Mm-hmm. Even president of Planned Parenthood, Alexis, said, no matter where you live, no matter where you are, this moment is dark. It's dark. But that's why we're here. And we're here to fight for women's rights. And
exactly.
It's just scary to think this is happening. And
especially because of how long women have been fighting for it.
Exactly.
I mean, it's been a lot of years. It's been more than 20 years, and it's like every single year it's like people are fighting for their rights as a woman.
Yeah, I almost feel like we're going backwards in history at this point.
I feel that too.
Like,
it feels like it's the 1970s again when we had a whole bunch of women protests.
Exactly, and then I feel like, you know, what women, you know, earned, that had the right to earn their rights, and, you know, they deserve every moment of it, but at the same time, they work so hard in trying to get their rights either restored or even getting to have rights, that women need to have that right to protest, to try to fight to keep their rights.
And currently there's a 6-3 conservative majority in the high court, in the high count. So that's what making people fear a lot, that this law is not just going to, this ban is just going to become global for the United States, not just a Texas thing.
Exactly. And like, you know, it's...
Oh, sorry. And I feel like if it goes across the United States, it's going to be a lot more protesting. I mean, you look at people going from out of the state to Texas to protest. And if it becomes a nationwide thing, there's going to be a lot of protests. There's going to be people who are coming from not even in our country to protest.
Exactly. And that's where, you know, my public announcement is that please be safe during these protests. Because, yeah, we are getting we're hopefully going to get out of COVID soon. Don't know when that will be, but at the same time, just be safe. Because if, you know, your mom finds out that you got hurt, she's going to worry. And, you know, just be yourself, be safe, be positive, and have a peaceful protest.
There's actually 600 planned protests for women's rights, according to the Washington Post. So there's definitely going to be
a lot.
Yeah,
that's
so this is just the start. This is just a little piece of what it's going to be.
And it doesn't surprise me if it goes up more with everything that's going on. And it doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
What do you guys plan on personally doing to show your support to the movement?
Well, my support for the movement, since I can't be in person, sad face, emoji, but I would love to create a filter, basically taking a picture of myself. I am a former drag queen as well, taking a picture in drag and supporting the protest, and one without me in drag with the same filter, because if that hasn't happened, someone needs to create one, because I want to support 110% of this protest.
I think, yeah, something as simple as making a post and saying, hey, I support this cause, and like maybe even starting a hashtag or like, just or spreading awareness.
Exactly. And I know how like Facebook now asks you to support either a local or a national, international or national cause. Well, someone needs to help these women and men, too, that's supporting this protest with whatever they need or whatever they want done for this protest. Like, Facebook can help raise money for awareness about this cause. Google even has this thing where you can actually donate money now, and GoFundMe, you can, whoever's the president of this protest, I think needs to make a GoFundMe to help them.
Oh, yeah.
You know, with a lodging, with food, with whatever they need to get this job done and get it right.
I think another thing is we could also contact the person who started these protests and even get one here in Iowa.
Exactly. I think there is one in Iowa, actually, because my friend is going either this morning or this afternoon. She is actually a student here at DMAC, but she's very supportive. She loves protesting about a good cause, and I think what I need to do is, after she goes to this protest, try to invite her to do a story on her experience in this whole thing.
Yeah, that would definitely be an interesting story.
Oh, yeah.
And if this does happen, I would highly recommend checking out Campus Chronicles newspaper.
Yes, please do.
This is how it would be.
And as myself, I am a new journalist with the Campus Chronicle. My name is Alan Andrus, preferred name Cruella.
I feel like with my perspective of me being a woman and coming up and growing up in a society where it says, like, women, yes, you can do things, but you also can't. I feel like as a woman, I can be super proud to know that there's people who want to change the way society is. And, like,
Definitely. This
protest that's going on is just showing how women all fighting for what they believe in. So I feel like there is going to be a lot more protests because women are finally learning that they can stand up for themselves and they don't have to be worried about their husbands doing something because it's like the freedom of speech.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I feel like, you know, just like men out there, women are equal.
Yes.
No matter what. That means in whatever higher power you have, you're always equal, no matter what. But that's another topic on another day. But in general, women can do anything men do, but hopefully the same way. But just on that topic of protests, just be safe out there, you guys, because if not, you know, consequences could come your way, and we don't want that. That's why I'm putting out this message to just be safe. with COVID and everything else going on, please wear your masks, because there is mandates. If they're not already in state, they're going to be in state. I know in my home state of Kentucky, it's already a mandate that we have to wear them. I see signs here on campus that we have to wear them now. So just respectfully, all I can ask is please be safe.
Yeah.
And get your vaccines.
Yes, please.
Please.
Please do. We want this to be over.
Please, yes.
Well, thank you for listening to our podcast today. Tune in for our next podcast. Thank you.